Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. It is Tuesday, April the 18th. I spoke to you guys yesterday and said, fingers crossed, I'll be speaking on Tuesday after Liverpool have beaten Leeds United. And guess what? That's exactly what they did. Absolutely brilliant. So yeah, everyone's feeling a little bit better after the Reds went and smashed Leeds 6-1 at Elland Road. I'm not going to be talking too much about that game. If you want to find out about that, we've got loads of content on Redmen, both in terms of the Redmen original podcast and, of course, on the Final Word Show and the Instant Match Reaction. That's all there for you, whether it be on the YouTube channel, on this podcast feed, or indeed over on Redmen Plus. I'm here to talk about a couple of news updates off the field involving the Reds. We're going to be talking about a potential new director of football. Liverpool have held talk with Tim Steelton. Liverpool being interested in Ajax's Jurrien Timber, centre-back as well. Interesting story coming out of the Netherlands on him. But let's first start with another name. It's Ryan Gravenberch. We spoke recently plenty about him, and you know, Liverpool have been in talks with his agent. We spoke about it on yesterday's Bite Size as well. But it looks like that's true. The big journals have all confirmed that, whether it's John Norcroft, Mel Reddy, David Ornstein have all confirmed those talks with Ryan Gravenberch's agent did take place. Well, from the German club side, from Bayern Munich side, the story coming out of them, it looks like, is that they do not want to sell him and they've got no intention to negotiate. Arme Florian Plettenberg, plenty goals, said the same thing. And now Fabrizio Romano has tweeted out that Ryan Gravenberch wants to play more, and that's why Liverpool have approached his agent, but Bayern have no intention to negotiate. Interesting one, really, because if Liverpool are holding talks with agents and intermediaries, I think his dad's involved in all that as well, and yet Bayern have got no inclination to sell him, then technically Liverpool are tapping up a player. So it's interesting that these talks have taken place or whatever. It's widely reported. So the news has got out. I remember even, it was a few weeks ago now, but like former Liverpool defender Jose Enrique said the same thing. He heard that there's talks and that he's going to be coming to Liverpool. For Bayern now to come out and say that they don't want to negotiate is interesting. I don't know whether they're telling the truth. Maybe they've got some big games coming up. They've got it all to do in the Champions League against Man City. And of course, there's a Bundesliga to go and win. They're in a title race there. Maybe they just didn't want this being a distraction talking about transfers. But it's definitely worth noting that Liverpool have definitely spoken to, well, we think have spoken to an agent. And yet Bayern adamantly don't want to sell on that. There's no negotiations happening. Someone somewhere has been a little bit dishonest, whether it's Liverpool tapping up a player or whether it's Bayern just telling Porky Pies and the player might be for sale. Fingers crossed that it's just that Bayern is telling Porky Pies, because I think it'd be a good sign if Liverpool get it over the line. But worth noting that it felt a little bit more optimistic yesterday when we heard about these talks. But if Bayern are saying this, it's definitely something to keep an eye on. And yeah, it's one, of course, here at Redmen we'll continue to track. But yeah, interesting that Fabrizio Romano's reported that earlier on today. Right then, let's move on to our next story. And this comes from Voetbal Premier. Apologies any Dutch people listening who have just completely butchered that outlet. But according to them, anyway, the future of Jurrien Timber may lie in England. According to them, his girlfriend is already looking for a house in Liverpool. Yeah, for those who might not know much about the player, 21-year-old Dutch international. Turns 22 in just a couple of weeks' time. Obviously, he plays Ajax. I think I did mention that before, but if I didn't, I do apologise. What's fascinating about it, really, he's a centre-back. He can also play right-back. He's a young player. He's come through the Ajax system, and he's played plenty of football this season. He played 41 games in all competitions for the Dutch side. 29 of those have come in the league, as well as 18 Europe. A couple of cup games are thrown in there along the way. Given what we saw for Liverpool and Trent Alexander-Arnold and this hybrid box midfield right back kind of role, if Liverpool are going to get someone who can play as a centre back but also is comfortable being a right back, we're talking about maybe replacing Joel Matip in the summer. This is the joined up thinking. This kind of makes sense to me, that they're looking for someone who can do a little bit of both. If they are going to be asking Trent to go midfield, and they're going to be asking whoever plays on the right side of the defence to go over and be able to cover and essentially turn into a back three, there's a lot going on there. It does make a lot of sense. And like I say, the fact that I love transfer stories where they're talking about like someone's gone house hunting already, looking for somewhere to live on Liverpool, that all those things, the absolute transfer bingo that we sometimes get. He's also been linked with a move to Man United. I'd like to hope that his missus, maybe he's going to go to United, but she prefers, she wants to be down by the Albert Dock and rather live in Liverpool. I don't know, that one would go quite well with the Manchester folk if he was playing for United, but still decided to come and live here. Yeah, but yeah, according to the report, he's already told his missus to go and have a little look for a house. Now, of course, Everton, maybe it's Everton, but again, I think it might be too good for that. It's again the first time I've heard this link really come up, and it is the transfer one of those. Oh yeah, his missus is looking for a house, let's go and get it sorted, keep an eye on what he's doing. Really, really fun. But there's a new name if you're playing transfer bingo and you add Justin Timber's name on the list, then congratulations to you. Sorry, Julian, I said Justin, didn't I? Yeah, Julian Timber's name on the list. Well done to you. You've won it. Give yourself a massive round of applause. You guys are going to get yourselves a big old pat on the back for that one.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Right, next up, I mentioned them earlier before, and again, talking about pronunciations, this one isn't ideal for me. Tim Steedon, let's go with that. Tim Steedon, Steedon? Let's go Steedon, whatever, let's go with that one. Anyway, Tim, as mates call him Tim, I'm his mate, no, I'm not, but I'm going to start calling him Tim, anyway. According to David Lynch, who now reports for Football Insider, he says, Liverpool have held talks with former Bayer Leverkusen transfer chief Tim Steedon as their search for a new sporting director continues. The German put clubs across Europe on alert when he ended a 3-year stint as a squad manager back in March at Leverkusen. His lofty reputation, when he comes on to talk about some of the players he signed, really, Moussa Diaby, Adam Hölzlech, Piero Hincapié, and more, the one I know more of is obviously Florian Wirtz. All of whom have been really, really good. Wirtz in particular for Leverkusen. He was involved in bringing all them in. He already spoke to Chelsea and the Todd Bowley project. He's admitted that himself. And that role is still there for him. He potentially could be on his way to Chelsea. But according to David Lynch, Liverpool have already held talks with him as well. He says he's likely to hold talks with several other clubs before he makes a decision on his future. Interestingly enough, he's one of the several candidates currently being considered by Liverpool CEO Billy Hogan and manager Jürgen Klopp, who are leading the Merseyside club search. So yeah, Jürgen is heavily involved with deciding who the sporting director is going to be. It's weird, really, because in theory, depending on how structures of football clubs work, the sporting director can often be the manager's boss, per se. You report upwards, kind of. But Jürgen's essentially getting himself massively involved with the search for effectively the person who he's going to be long working under, maybe alongside. Again, we'll find out how the structure of the football club is altered in days and weeks to come, when we'll find out what Liverpool are trying to get themselves done. But yeah, in terms of the players, like I say, Leverkusen having a very, very good season already. Obviously under, if you don't know, the management of a former Liverpool legend, Xabi Alonso. They're currently in sixth place in the Bundesliga. They are in the Europa League as well. Their second leg, quarter final on Thursday. They drew the first leg, 1-1 at home. They are flying to Union, aren't they, on Thursday to try and get themselves through into a, potentially a semi-final against the Belgian side, isn't it? And yeah, they have built a very good squad on a budget as well. Now, obviously, everyone's had eyes a little bit on Leverkusen because of the Xabi Alonso factor, and obviously Xabi being an icon of Liverpool, even a potential Liverpool manager perhaps down the line. But yeah, has anyone been paying attention to what the players and the sporting director? Obviously, a lot of people in the know of, because as David says, a lot of people spoke to Tim Steiden as and when that announcement came that he was leaving back in March. Chelsea already won him, and Todd Bowley. I mean, who knows where he's going to be, but yet another name Liverpool could do. There's a big summer ahead. We know there's loads of outgoings and incomings as well. Liverpool are already talking to players. Obviously, Julian Ward is still in situ, and he'll be hosting the majority of these calls and all that kind of stuff. But I think it would make a big difference if people who were coming to the club knew exactly who they were going to be signing for and playing for and what the whole structure is going to be. It'd probably make Jürgen's life a lot easier as well, when he can end this search and get someone in, and then he can focus on doing more of his other job, managing and coaching the footy team and looking at, you know, targets and whatever he needs to do. But yeah, it's been a long old time since Julian Ward announced that he was going to be leaving, and I thought by now we'd be very much aware of who's going to be replacing him, but that isn't the case. It's another name that's been linked to loads in the past, and here's yet another one. One who's obviously in high demand, given the links to other clubs, and he's going to have talks with other clubs, having already spoken to Liverpool and, of course, Chelsea. But yeah, personally, I think they need to get this done as soon as they can. Get the ducks, you know, in a row. Get everyone knows where they are, what's doing what, who's in charge of what, who's doing what, and get some players in the door. Liverpool needs to hit the ground running next season to do that. Get the players and the signings done early, and it'd help having a sporting director in place by the end of June. When Julian Ward leaves, to get that done. So I'm hoping we'll hear some movement on there in the next couple of weeks, whether it's Tim or any of the other numerous candidates we've, you know, there was Mitchell, there was all kinds of them missing, there was absolutely tons of them. Whatever it is, Liverpool could do with getting it done. Right then, guys, going to start wrapping up. Before I do, just want to get you let you know about the Red Men Originals podcast. Me, Chris, Paul, and Steve Plunk spoke on. It'll be on this very feed right now if you want to go and check that out. We had a little look back at the Leeds game. Spoke about Curtis Jones and Trent Alexander-Arnold. And a little look ahead to Forest as well, and what Liverpool's season is, and top four European places, what's on the cards, all that kind of stuff. That's available right now for free on this feed. I mentioned earlier about redmenplus.com. Steve Plunk did the final word. You got Dan and Chris on the Instant Match Reaction talking about that Leeds game. We've also done the Bias Football podcast, me, Paul, Chris and Steve again. Did Arsenal bottle it? Had a little chat about Aston Villa and Unai Emery, a little bit of the madness that's happening at Tottenham. If you want to check out all those Red Men Plus shows, if you sign up to redmenplus.com, sign up using the code BITESIZE on the payment screen, you'll get it for 50% off for 3 months. So yeah, you'll get yourself half price for the first 3 months if you want to go and check that out. I implore you do. It's value for money, I promise. We've had loads of new signups recently, and everyone, the feedback's been great. People enjoying the content. So yeah, go and check out those amazing shows, whether it's on Plus, whether it's on the podcast, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on YouTube, wherever you go and consume your Red Men content, please do it. And while you're there, if you can drop likes, if you can subscribe, if you're on this podcast feed and you can give ratings, all that kind of stuff really does help the channel out as well. So we appreciate your support. We appreciate you joining us. There'll be another edition of Bite Size tomorrow, and I'll see you all then in a bit.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.